call in.
Praxis legal.
Should we do a roll call? So you've heard of Harper. You've heard of her. Y'all know Harper already. Shall we?
Go ahead, Harper. Introduce yourself.
Hi, everybody. I am actually a law and society minor until I drop it this year. But as of right now, I think that that makes me highly qualified to be here. That is my legal qualification.
My legal qualification is that I have IBS.
Yeah.
And Miss IBS is...
Oh, hi. I'm Maya Preshon. I am the vice president of the student executive of CITR and Discorder Magazine. Law.
Law, so true.
Boots.
Yeah, you said it.
Boots.
The house down. I'm Nola, Bossberg, as I'm known on the streets.
Straight out of Boulder.
Straight out of Boulder and in the bed, yeah.
When?
They call her Boulder in the sheets, Singapore in the streets.
That's what they say. That's what they say.
Rock solid. Like, yeah.
Socially fertile, fiscally durable.
Yeah. So my legal qualifications are that my dad went to law school. So, you know, I mean, that's typically how it works in the biz, too. Like, most people are qualified if their dads went to law school. So, yeah, it's pretty simple. Besides that, I'm a history major.
Yeah.
Which means that I know the law inside and out, especially the Queen's law.
Yeah, I mean, law involves a lot of reading. And yeah. I'm a librarian.
Yeah.
As of the last 2 weeks. We're all librarians in some form of contribution to a charity that I'm not going to name because it can't be affiliated with this.
Yeah, that's understandable.
But we read. Yeah, we read.
Oh, yeah.
We read.
Can I say what it rhymes with?
BBL.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, yes. We all have BBLs.
We all have BBLs.
We have a BBL.
Our qualification, BBL.
I forgot to list my other qualifications. Gemini, ENFP, and ADHD, which make me highly qualified for most situations.
I'm claiming also two of those.
Yeah.
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 You can claim all of those, can't you?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't do Myers shit. Ugh. Yeah.
Ugh, you're one of those.
In the School of Social Work, they teach you that's bullshit.
My psych prof also taught me it was bullshit. I just chose not to listen.
Same with attachment styles, I feel.
No, those are very real.
I've been listening, that's so...
No, weren't they made up by, like, a really Christian person who was, like, full of shit? But that might be something else.
I might be mixing. There's a lot of stuff that has been made up by Christian people.
Christian people full of shit.
Yeah, this entire country.
This whole country.
What?
Grandmother
what?
Listening Freedom. To this. She's wrong.
Freedom
Jesus
Convoy
matters.
Who?
Freedom... Who's our final member?
Great question, Nola. Final member is Natalie.
Oh my god.
The volunteer exec for CITR and Discorder.
Oh my god, is that Princess Jasmine?
No way. I forgot that happened. For context, someone once looked at me and went, "Oh my god, you look like Princess Jasmine." Like really quietly. While I was passing them by,
wearing like a full Princess Jasmine outfit.
Yeah.
Did you have like the tiger and like a carpet with you?
Yeah, and I had like the flouncy pants that like would probably be named as like tribal on Etsy.
Anyway, so Natalie's legal qualifications as her boss. I'm giving her a 10 out of 10. She's hardworking. She's devoted. She takes on challenges. She overcomes all challenges. She stays on the grind. She exceeds her expectations.
Boom. Wow. That didn't even feel ironic.
Yeah.
That was great. Facts.
It wasn't. Those expectations continue to be exceeded.
Always.
Honor.
Consistently.
Excessively.
That is... I didn't expect kindness today on
Oh, per. Per.
See, that's a part of the law that we offer you that, you know, most other legal, what are they called?
Firms.
Yeah. Won't offer you. And that's kindness and love.
Extra firm.
Yeah, it's part
that's
of our
That's words
praxis.
Of affirmation.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what else is firm?
What else, Harper? What else is firm?
It's a Mad Lib. You have to finish the sentence.
Firm. I don't know. Firm tofu. Extra firm tofu is our mandate at Praxis Legal. And tofu stands for totally
obtuse.
Totally outstandingly focused on maintaining the law. And yes. Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah,
sorry.
Tofu.
Yeah. Tofu. Oh shit, yeah. Totally outrageously.
Double adjective.
Totally ongoing.
Audaciously.
Totally.
I really think the F should be Ferda.
Fertile.
Totally, obviously fertile menzies.
Tofu.
Yet again.
Tofu.
Fuck! I can't spell tofu!
Who said you
totally
need to spell to give legal advice?
Obviously. Fucking unite. Union. Totally unionized. Awesome.
Yes.
Fucking unionized.
Yeah.
Totally awesome.
Yeah, I was like, yeah, but union is spelled with a U. Because of my brain, it was spelled with an O. And then I realized that's just onions.
Onions.
Do we want to count how many people have seen my story that told them to call in? It's 244.
And they haven't called.
And they haven't called.
Guys, are you sure that button doesn't mean somebody called?
No.
How do you know?
What are you guys doing if you're listening to
the
show?
Let's give the tutorial on the air.
Called? How do you call in, Natalie?
This is a look into backstage at
behind the scenes with Praxis Legal.
On the air. Backstage. So we've got this button that flashes when people call, and that's how you know that someone is calling, and it's got to be flashing. And then you press that button.
Oh, that's and then crazy you turn that nobody's on that. Calling. Wow, yeah. Guys, disappointed.
People are busy.
On which account?
What? What's
someone,
the
someone tried to call me. I don't know who.
Oh my god, they must be confused. Did we even give the right number? 247. Oh, right. If you guys are listening, the number is 604. 822.
Turn it down. I think.
We can hear that on the air for the record.
What has just occurred is that in the atrium, we are playing our show on full blast, and we're going to go turn that down.
I'm going to kill myself. That's what I'm going to do. Guys, get out of my own life. You're still on air. I'm going to go turn it down. Tell them I'm turning it down.
Should I mute all of the channels? Because I feel like we're starting to forget that we're still on the air.
I think so.
It's just having fun with Praxis Legal. Once again, if you want to call
and
in.
And that
you
we're
call
still
in.
Playing in the atrium.
Yeah. Yeah. If you want to, if anybody in the atrium wants to call in, you guys can call in at 604-822-2487.
Nice reading upside down, Nola. That was skillful.
Thank you so much. Another behind the scenes look at Praxis Legal.
Should we fade to music?
I think this would be a great time.
And I think we're
going
to fade
to music.
Thank you so much, Harper.
Thank you so much, Harper. So what you're about to hear is Bitch Bites Dog by Cecile Believe.
Please don't worship me. Don't kiss my feet. day inside my body. I can't take another night inside my body. I can't take another night inside my body. Better get on and set this way before this bitch bites dog. Bitch bites dog.
This is Pace and G from We Got You every second Thursday, 8 p.m. till 9 on the best station ever.
This week is Fun Drive here at CITR.
The one time each year where we ask for your support to help us keep local, independent, alternative voices on the air.
For us, CITR celebrates the creativity and diversity of the city's music and arts community.
We've just travelled halfway around the world to find a station this awesome.
Moving here from another country, CITR has been our connection to the scene, local events, artists, and listeners.
We love having a platform to share new and exciting music from Vancouver and beyond with you. If you're in a position to contribute and would like to donate, visit citr.ca/donate. Support us, support CITR.
Welcome back to Praxis PC on the air. You just heard Cecile Believe, Bitch Bites Dog, and Pedal Supply, Make It Real, the Afternoon Remix, as well as an ad to support CITR Drink Fun Drive.
Before we got cut off, what was happening was a moment of sincere and deep adoration and love for CITR 101.9 FM from the administration of UBC, who is coming to tell us, although your radio content is adored, phenomenal, unmatched,
universally loved,
exactly, you actually are blasting through the atrium at full volume. So
at 9 p.m.
But back to the topic of love and adoration for CITR, don't you love donating to worthy causes?
I do.
Yeah, we all do. As based individuals, we all do. So So what that means is that this is an opportunity for you to donate to CITR Fund Drive to help us meet our goal to keep CITR going as one of the best radio stations out there. We love CITR, and you love CITR as much as UBC's administration here at 9 p.m. in the atrium loves CITR. Just kidding. You love us a lot more than that. So, period. Donate to CITR.
Purr.
Crazy facial expression coming from Nola after that purr. I feel like
everybody's we're all looking outside the window to see if we're still on full volume in the atrium, but we are not entirely sure.
If anybody in the atrium thinks that we are too loud, let us know.
Come but down until to CITR then, and knock on the door. We're going to continue with this radio programming.
Keep going.
Young ladies who are doing their hair outside, if we're too loud, please let us know.
They didn't even pause.
All right. We're good to go. Panoppy moment, as Nola said.
We're watching you.
Feeling panopticoned AF.
Was that actually
Natalie
was actually an overjoyed member of UBC's administration, one of our glorious administrative members.
Oh. Yeah, definitely. I mean, like, I don't know who else it could be, but it looks like our buddy was coming from upstairs.
Oh.
Yeah, up in the big boy offices.
Ooh, all the way from upstairs, huh?
Yeah, but what he doesn't know is we're all lawyers.
Yeah,
so
yeah, we can sue
we're
going to
litigate the fuck out of that.
Yeah, no, and in my country, you know what we would do?
Her country's America.
Yeah, we would sue the fuck out of him.
Yeah, we would.
Yeah. Nola's going to call her daddy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm going to call her daddy.
Nice. That's a double entendre.
Holy wow, guys, podcast on podcast crime. That's so funny. Nice. Nice.
That's so funny. I hope that you know, the AMS representatives were really excited and scintillated by our earlier conversation and that they wanted to come down to share with us how inspiring it was.
Yeah.
I think scintillated is definitely the word that they would choose.
It's bone chilling that I said my full name, by the way. I'm not sure if anyone else hit that one with their chest, but I said my full name.
I said Bossberg.
Oh, we did say Harper Johnson as well.
I just hit Natalie.
And we said it again. And we said it again.
Yeah.
I stay cautious.
Natalie and Joseph Hannah.
Wow.
Natalie,
that was
Hannah. Do you have a social security
move.
Number?
That was
oh, you guys
low.
Don't have those here. What is it?
PHN.
PHN.
And Natalie is an Aries.
I am an Aries. Oh, that's basically as
Nola Boesberg is a Virgo.
Boobsberg.
Boobs Bossberg.
Boobs Bossberg. Dude.
Boobs Boss. Yeah.
Boss baby, I'm doing their hair. Where are you guys? If you guys can hear us, we really want to know where you're going. Are you guys going out for the night?
Is it like a curling rod moment?
They're all three of them are doing their hair.
In what way?
I think you guys are so cool. Like a little mini ponytail.
Oh my god, we have a phone call!
We have a phone call!
Let's see if we can pick it up properly.
Hello? Oh, they hung up.
Oh.
Can we call them back?
That wasn't my fault. It said Kiana. I think that was Kiana.
Kiana, call us back. Call us back.
Call us back, Kiana. Did we pick up wrong?
No, I picked up right. I'm always correct.
Well, we'll wait, Kiana. We always got time for you.
Yeah, we'll wait. You can't see me doing the English teacher talk.
Oh, there it is. Hello.
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 Oh my God!
You're on air. Okay. What do you need legal advice for?
This is so I can hear myself. It's like Inception. Oh my God!
We can hear ourselves.
We can hear.
It's painful.
I'm muting.
I thought that was people in the background. That's ourselves. That's crazy. That's us.
So my legal advice question is, if people know. Do you guys say your zodiac signs, first of all?
Yeah.
Yeah. We can go around in a circle, though.
No, we're not doing it again.
I don't think we did Maya's. Maya's also
Gemini.
Yeah.
Nola's a Virgo.
I was going to say...
Virgo.
If someone was bashing your character, is it reasonable to blame your zodiac? And why not? And why?
Okay, I think we're each going to give our 2 cents, huh?
Yeah.
We have to
least
get
favorite
full...
zodiac and why?
If someone's bashing your zodiac, is it okay? Wait, what?
No, bashing, like if someone said something about your character.
Uh-huh.
Like you can say, oh, well, it's because I'm sorry, but it's because I'm.
Oh, using it as an excuse.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Is that legal?
So what you do if somebody uses their zodiac sign as an excuse for their behavior?
Yeah. Or if that's allowed. If that's legal for you to do it, for me to do it,
if it's legal,
that's a great question.
That's a great question. Who wants to take that one first?
Well, I think that it all comes down to jurisprudence.
You're so right.
Yeah, and by that I mean, it's about the onus and the burden of truth, and it's about are they a Virgo? I think if they're a Virgo. If they're a Cancer and they are being emotional, that's not your problem. If they're a Gemini and they're being a bitch, that's not your problem. Mm. If they are a Virgo, and you know what? I'm going to shift that around. If they are a Virgo and they're being an arrogant meanie, that is illegal.
Look at me dead in the eye.
If they're a Gemini and they're lacking self-awareness, that is legal.
Thank you.
If they're an Aries and they are removing themselves from the situation, that is legal.
I think that's illegal. It's very non... Yeah. Oh, wait, okay, I think if you're removing yourself from a situation as an Aries, you can't claim Aries behavior by doing that. But yeah. I think it's very legal. And
I
good
feel like
behavior.
That is Aries.
Removing thyself.
It is legal to be annoyed at their lack of engagement. And if they are a Taurus, it is legal to be...
horny for them.
To be... shut up.
Quick with the shut up.
If they are a Taurus, it is legal to... I mean, how would we put this? If they are a Taurus, it is within the law to be... upset with
you
them.
Have a constitutionally protected right is what I think you're trying to say, right?
Tauruses have a constitutionally protected right
it varies slightly by province, though.
You know,
it's one of those things that's like, you know, it's kind of up
Scorpio,
to the lower courts.
You can press charges and take any case of the Scorpio to civil the highest
criminal.
Supreme
civil
court
and criminal
in
I
the nation
make that clear civil and criminal
I do disagree. I think that the Scorpio is the judge. I think that...
False!
I think that Scorpios... Like, the thing is God... But they're never wrong. No, I've never but seen a Scorpio that's been wrong.
A Scorpio can be, you know, it doesn't matter if a Scorpio is right or wrong. It's about the hostility, the inhumanity in the way that, I don't know anything about a Capricorn, except for FKA Twigs, and given the new EP that just came out, can't be true. Mm-hmm. And in regards to Libras, they are the true neutral. You cannot pursue a case with a Libra. Period.
I'm bored by Libras.
Oh my god. Thank you.
Of course.
Does that answer your question? Does that answer your question?
Yeah, they're a Scorpio, so I will be contacting you guys to press charges.
Okay. Exactly. Okay, exactly.
Yeah, we can absolutely draw up a cease and desist.
You guys are on completely polar ends of the chargeable with a violent crime spectrum. Libra, not chargeable with a crime. Scorpio, 100% chargeable with a violent crime.
Doesn't even matter what you do.
Also, will you share with us? I think we really need to hear the background. We need the case brief on what's happened here.
Case brief.
Yeah, no. Valid point. I
will Sorry, not. You're getting exposed on air. Fair enough.
I was going to make up a story really quick and replace actions, but that's too much work for my brain right now. I'm gonna say no. I will be contacting you guys tomorrow. Charges.
Yeah, privately reach out Thank and you. We'll deal with the
yeah,
situation.
Yeah, no, obviously. Yeah.
This is a closed court matter.
Yeah, no, client client attorney privilege, obviously, at all times. Yeah. You know,
four
unless,
attorneys.
Of course, we're subpoenaed.
Only for the best.
But, yeah, we can. We have our moves if we get subpoenaed, so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Subpoena our ass.
Yeah.
Pee in our ass.
I'm bowing down. And
pee in our ass.
Pee in our ass?
Pee in her butt.
Thank you so much, Kiana.
And with that,
we're gonna go into our next song.
Thank you, Kiana.
Thank you for calling
in, Kiana.
If you would like free legal advice like that, make sure to
make sure you call us at 604-822. I don't have my glass. I have my glasses on. 604-822-2487. And just so you know, you don't have to be as brave as Kiana. You can contact us anonymously. We won't air you on air.
All right.
Now you're gonna be listening to some music, and stick around. We'll tell you what song it is later, unless Natalie wants to tell y'all what song is.
I'll tell y'all what song it is. It's "Down the Rabbit Hole" by Alana with an 8.
Yeah.
There you go.
Ooh.
There you go. With an 8.
8.
All right. Let's do it.
Time is warping. host the Techno Progressivo on 101.9 CITR. I did my first episode in 2010 and celebrated the 11th anniversary just this past October. I appreciate that over this time, the station has given me an avenue to share a selection of house and techno with you every second Sunday. Over this past year, I've served up a full slate of DJ and producer interviews as well as guest mixes. Because of CITR's programming mandate, I can offer to you the show I want to deliver. CITR's annual Fun Drive event is a great opportunity for listeners to share their support with CITR to allow myself and all the other programmers to continue to give you all the amazing shows you've come to know from the station. This year, the station's goal is $25,000. You can help us with this by visiting citr.ca/donate to make your pledge. We look forward to your continued support.
Welcome back to PC Legal. PC Legal, Praxis Legal.
Politically correct legal.
PC Legal. Oh, PC yeah. Legal dot PC dot.
Peace illegal? Peace is illegal?
Peepee?
Oh, someone's calling.
Kaka.
Oh.
They're back. They're back. This is our moment. This is your moment. Hello.
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 Who's on air?
Hi, Praxis Legal.
Hi.
Who are we speaking with today?
You're speaking with Anonymous.
Oh. Okay. Taking advantage of attorney-client privilege. All right. What can we help you with today?
You can call me Ruby. And
let me Ruby? Ruby Tuhig?
No.
Okay, I was really excited for a second.
No.
I'm also really excited for you, Ruby.
Okay. That's the name I just made up.
Okay.
Okay, I am pursuing a romantic relationship with a
legal?
Certain... Yes, with a certain John. Mm-hmm. And John Doe. And I am also interested in a Jane and I work with both John and Jane.
Mm-hmm. Her
John. John, it's very, like, all our coworkers know that John and I are a bit of a thing.
Right.
Yeah. But if Jane reciprocates my feelings in a heartbeat, I would run to Jane.
Mm.
So am I... is it unethical of me to continue pursuing this romantic relationship with John, even though I would with Jane?
Great question.
That's a great question. I mean, ethicality doesn't really tend to be our strong suit. We love a
unethical
legal
law.
Oh yeah, unethical law. Unethical law is our strong suit, but yes, in a different way. But we can answer the legal question of whether legally it is you're allowed to
legally.
To
I think it's fine,
and I think legally you're in the clear.
You're allowed to like multiple people.
Exactly. Yeah. You're allowed to date multiple people.
Absolutely.
You know, I mean, it,
with consent.
Absolutely. With consent, yeah. As long
monogamy
as everything...
is illegal.
Just kidding.
But non-monogamous is
even more legal.
Even yeah. more legal.
Even
in
more
the year of 2022.
Legal. Yeah. No, monogamy is kind of de facto legal, and non-monogamy is
ethical.
In the,
non-monogamy
is
subversive
yeah.
legal.
Subversive legal. Yeah. Subversive no, exactly. Legal. I mean, like us here at Praxis Legal. We obviously support Jane over Jane John.
My question is, have you made a legal summons for Jane's point of view here? Have you talked to Jane about any of this?
See, I have not. So that, but we have a hangout on Monday. So... Hopefully,
so exciting.
Hopefully, I'm going to shoot my shot, as it were.
Wow.
And if she doesn't reciprocate my feelings, I understand. You know, you can't make someone like you. But
oh my God, Reagan! Oh, sorry, bestie! Oh my God, I'm sorry, bestie! bestie. I just like didn't really, I couldn't hear. I just fixed my headphones and then I was like, anyway.
I knew that voice was
familiar. I was like, oh my God.
Ruby.
Ruby.
Okay, here's what I'm thinking. I think, you know what? It's a man. And listen,
Reagan, I'm gonna interject. Sorry, Ruby? Pardon, yeah. Pardon. Ruby, yeah. Ruby, I'm gonna interject because, Harper, back up because you're messing my aux up.
I'm sorry.
Let me hear that. I'm gonna say, whoever the man is, what was his name?
John.
John, no.
I
no. And that's it.
Official legal advice.
Yeah, no. I mean, you wouldn't want to be liable for section like 32, for a heterosexual relationship, no. Huh? I mean, like obviously we're pro shoot your shot, we're pro consent. I think you know, like whatever your heart desires, and like I said, or like we said, you're allowed to do both. You know, nothing's wrong with both. Doing both doesn't mean that you like the other one any less. As long as everybody's, you know, cool with it. But I think that if John is truly just a backup for no purpose other than padding for a possible fallout with Jane, maybe that wouldn't be super nice to John.
Or but maybe
still totally legal.
I think that what would make it even more legal is like, even communicate with John that you're not looking for something super serious right now, or you need some time to think about where you want things to go with him, especially if you're kind of waiting on an answer for Jane, right? Like, at this point, you don't know anything to John. You have no, there's no, you have not entered into a contract. There is nothing that is legally binding here with you two just yet. Mm-hmm. And I think as long as you're like, you know what? Lying by omission is not lying, I don't think. If you just simply are like, hey, I'm not ready to commit right now,
Ruby,
and see where it goes.
Yeah, Ruby here actually doesn't have the ability to lie. I know this from being a long-term representative of this client. So I think that everything should go smoothly with both parties involved because you do everything with the highest degree of honesty. And I'm going to say nothing here is illegal.
Yeah.
Everything here is above board. Absolutely. This is praxis.
You're good.
Verdict,
clean as a whistle.
Verdict, if you break his
verdict,
heart, it's praxis.
Legal.
Yeah, and if you break his heart, it's praxis.
Yeah. If you break his heart, it's praxis. If you shoot your shot with this Jane, praxis. All in all, this is legal.
360 praxis.
Legal.
Yeah.
Legal.
Bam. 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 Did you
sentencing?
We sentence you to...
To legal.
We sentence you
to have a good time. We sentence you to have a good time.
Yeah. Yeah.
And we sentence you to not worry about it. Just chill and have good time.
Follow your heart.
Yeah. Praxis Legal loves you, Ruby.
Mwah. Thank you so much for calling in. Did that answer your question?
Yes, it did. Thank you very much. John is going to come pick me up in about 15 minutes.
Ooh. One thing about Ruby is Ruby does not waste time. Let's go, Ruby.
Let's go,
that's
Ruby.
That's legal. All right.
All right.
It's valid and legal. Good night, legal. Ruby. Be safe.
Have fun.
Love you.
Love
Bye-bye.
You.
Thanks
Bye.
For calling in, babe.
All right. Huge. Thank you so much to Ruby for calling in. Again,
awesome.
If you want to call in, the number is 604-822-2487 for more legal advice.
And if you're anybody in anyone, if wow, let's do that
yes,
one again.
Bars.
Period. If you know anybody who's part of the legal team personally and we have your contact in our phone, just know you're not safe. And we could be targeting anybody because
and that's on attorney
this
client
goes
privilege.
Both ways. That's an attorney-client privilege. We can actually make calls out of our law firm.
Who could we call?
So
my grandma?
Keep that in mind.
Should we call Linda?
Let's call Kanye.
Let's call
Kanye. Great transition into...
What's going on with Kanye? Why should we call
Conway? What's going on with Conway?
Conway.
Kellyanne Conway. Nola. It's not everything's about your country and its politics.
Kanye.
That's not what they told me.
This is actually about your country and its politics because Kanye ran for president. It is very much...
But shifting gears back to what we're offering legal advice for today is... can Northwest be on TikTok? Is Kim a bad mom? does Candace Owens have her nose in someone else's business? Yes. And is Kanye... Oh, we have a call coming in. Forget Kanye.
Forget Kanye.
We'll pick this up later.
Nice call.
I'm so nervous.
Hello.
Hello.
I'd like to remain anonymous for this legal advice.
All right.
Okay.
Absolutely.
But I'll use the name Donald. Donald.
Okay. Donald. Hello, Donald.
Are you? Did
Donald
you find the Duck. Number from the live airwaves this evening?
Yes, I did. I was stuck in traffic and I came across this amazing radio show that is functioning absolutely perfectly.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you.
We Everyone did this all the time.
Yeah, this is second nature to us. What can we help you with today, Donald?
Yeah, so this happened a couple years ago, and I need some legal advice. Yeah. I was like grade three.
A few years ago, huh?
A couple years ago.
Good thing there's no statute of limitations.
It is driving and on the phone.
Yeah, no, that's
illegal.
We should be calling, like, listen, ACAB, but should we call the cops on this guy?
No, don't. So we were leaving the lunchroom at the playground, and this kid said, you know, Devin is the fastest kid in the school. And I was like, no, he's not. And he's like, no, he really is. Mm-hmm. And I was like, no, Devin's not the fastest kid in the school.
Is this a libel case?
No.
Let him finish.
Sorry.
So Devin came, you know, and he was like, I bet I can hit the slide in 30 seconds flat. And the bet was that we'll swap PlayStation consoles. I'll get his and he'll get mine, depending on who wins if Devin gets there in 30 seconds. Now, Devin, he got there in under 30 seconds. And the kid was like, so I get your PlayStation. And I was like, well, no, you don't. And he's like, yeah, no, I literally get your PlayStation. You said it's a bet. So it's been like 20 years since then. And I was wondering, if I bump into this kid at a party, do I have to give him my PlayStation or not?
We're so glad you asked that, because this is a situation that a lot of people fall victim to.
Yeah, actually, mm-hmm. This is actually one of our most common... We have an FAQ section for this specifically.
Yeah,
on
whenever
our
we receive a case for this, we actually don't check the website. We don't first. Litigate it or take it to court. We just have the client take the FAQ answer to the judge, and it's pretty much a done deal from there. But it comes down to three major things. Was it a contractual agreement? No. Because
You shook hands.
Whatever. Because
was
you know
a spit shake? In which case
that you're
that
right.
is contractual.
You're
that
right.
Is
contractual.
At the grade three level of the higher court, it does make a difference in the turnout of your case whether or not it was a spit shake or a dry shake. Do you recall?
No, it was definitely dry.
Okay. Well, given that, and we know for almost absolute certainty that there wasn't a written contractual agreement, because who takes their pencil case on the playground during recess? Mm-hmm. It's a 99.7% chance, based on census statements and all past
data.
Litigated cases since 1997, that only 0.2% of third graders go onto the playground during recess with their pencil case. So that narrows it down to a 1/19th chance that you owe this person a PlayStation. So please don't let yourself fall victim to manipulation. And if somebody comes up to you at a party, this Dylan or whatnot, claiming that they are entitled to your PlayStation, they are entitled to getting their ass beat by Praxis Legal in
Give
court.
Give him cooties. Is what you should do. Also, I would actually, there's something that we've forgotten to mention here, though, is that he has a right to be tried by a jury of his own
fire.
Peers. But also a jury of his own peers, which means third graders. And I can't say with absolute certainty that the third graders in the room wouldn't make him give over his PlayStation. I can't.
You think so?
I think,
but
that the
that's
third
just
graders...
You know what, Harper? That really just points out the failures of our legal system. And at Praxis Legal, we're all about advancing the rule of law. So yes. I'm glad you brought that up, because, you know,
hello, this is Devin.
Mm-hmm. I mean, you threw a lot of big words at me, but you seemed confident so I can sleep easy night knowing I'm not giving him my.
Yeah, we got you. We got you.
If I hypothetically bump into him into a party or a bathhouse.
Just send him our way.
I mean, the bathhouse might be that's a different jurisdiction. So we.
It's a completely jurisdiction. Yeah, we actually can't speak for that.
Party is our main jurisdiction. That's kind of where we operate. Party, rave, club scene. Yeah. The bathhouse, unfortunately.
Bathrooms.
Bathrooms. We also operate there.
Bathhouses. That's a little beyond us. Yeah.
No, you might have to contact someone else for specifically that scenario. But it
we also do crop circles.
Yeah. What about the rave part?
Mazes as well.
Pardon, what was that?
What about the rave part of the bathhouse? Is the litigation still?
That's a gray area.
That's a gray area.
Yeah, that actually is being discussed in the Supreme Court this week. Actually,
yeah, this is really huge for our firm and actually for law
in general. Yeah, yeah.
Just really putting a firm line on that.
All over this.
Putting a firm line on that.
We are setting
rave.
The precedence. We are right here.
Exactly. Yeah.
This is a lab right here on UBC campus that uses machine learning to predict whether or not we're allowed to jurisdict accurately on that kind of ground. Do crop circles accurately translate to raves inside of bathhouses? I don't know. Stay tuned to find out.
But of course, you know, that's for us to worry about. We're always working on advancing our field, but just keep in mind that you are safely protected under the legal cover of Praxis Law Firm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. No. Yeah.
I mean, all that made sense. I mean, yeah, you're just that. Yeah. I mean, you cleared it up really well for me. Thanks.
Awesome. Awesome.
I'm so glad we were able to help you out. Anytime. You can actually give us your PS, your PlayStation, as payment. Even though this is free, but if you felt so indebted.
And also you could donate to FunDrive at CITR.ca, or you can lift up this guy by his ankles and shake the change out of his pockets if you see him at a party and donate that to CITR.
For sure.
Prop dusting.
Okay, well, we'll let you go. Have a good rest of your night. Thank you.
Thanks for calling in. Farewell. Bye.
Does anyone know who that was?
I couldn't figure it out. But the stuck in traffic bit, I don't buy that for a second.
Maybe he's a regular CITR listener.
If you found that number from any of our Instagram accounts, you have to DM and let us know because we have ADHD and we will hyperfixate. All right, going into our next song.
And our last song. So we'll go into Dilem by Lou and the Yakuza. On that note, thank you so much for listening to CITR, listening to Praxis Legal on the air, legal advice.
Thank you to all those who called in.
Thank you so much. This was so much fun. And we love the law and helping our community. So we're going to try and be back on the airwaves to support you all. Keep your ears on the airwaves.
Keep supporting by donating to FunDrive.
So true. Okay, farewell. We're going to miss you.
Mwah. Goodbye. Mwah.
Bye. Au plus j'ai la haine, au plus ils me font de la peine. Ce n'est pas un drame si je ne fais plus la fête. Ou si sereine, ou fais-tu juste la guerre. La vie est une chienne qu'il faut tenir en laisse. Vivre me hante, tout ce qui m'entoure m'a rendu méchante. Si je rate, je recommence. Quand je suis triste, je chante. Ne jamais tout donner de moi. Dans ce monde, c'est le diable qui est roi. Elles me disent que j'ai la poisse. La gabarre devient loup sa part.
Seul, seul, seul. Si je pouvais, je vivrais seul, loin des problèmes et des dilemmes. Na, 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 na. Si je pouvais, je vivrais seul, loin de mes chaînes et des gens que j'aime. Na, 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 na. Si je pouvais, je vivrais seul, loin des problèmes et des dilemmes. Na, 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 na. Si je pouvais, je vivrais seul, loin de mes chaînes et des gens que j'aime. Na, 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 na.
Si jamais je freine et que je ne fais plus de scène, laissez-moi à l'arrière pour qu'à la source je me baigne. Ma blessure saigne et le sang monte à la tête. Je reste la même et ce quoi qu'il advienne. Au plus j'ai la haine, au plus ils me font de la peine. La peau n'est pas noire, elle est couleur ébène. Douce et tu sereine, ou fais-tu juste la guerre? Tu n'es pas parfaite, ton erreur reste humaine.
Seul, 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 je veux être seul. Seul.
je vivrais seul, loin des problèmes et des dilemmes. Na. Si je pouvais, je vivrais seul, loin de mes chaînes et des gens que j'aime. Na. Si je pouvais, je vivrais seul, loin des problèmes et des dilemmes. Na. Si je pouvais, je vivrais seul, loin de mes chaînes et des gens que j'aime. Na. Au plus j'avance, au plus je les devance. Tant pis si tu ne suis pas la cadence. Je ne sais même plus sur quel pied je danse. Encore un acte trop frais, ça dérange. La mélodie me berce et me ronge. Chaque mot me perce et dont je plonge. Dans les profondeurs de mes songes, je nage, me noie dans la pénombre. Si je pouvais, je vivrais seul, loin des problèmes et des dilemmes. Na. Si je pouvais, je vivrais seul, loin de mes chaînes et des gens que j'aime. Na. Si je pouvais, je vivrais seul, loin des problèmes et des dilemmes. Na. Si je pouvais, je vivrais seul, loin de mes chaînes et des gens que j'aime. Na. Seul, 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 je veux être seul.
Me and the girls with our phones out. It's me, Hayes, looking girl scouts. Wow, we smell like LaCroix. Pumble moves, moon stars in your face.
I used to walk around Paris with on repeat for this song. We need it to be Relief. Please, Twig, come on. Make my wish come true.